I didn't have any coffee today. It's 3:12 p.m. as I record this episode, and I had zero coffees today. I like that just because I enjoy what coffee can do and how it can help, but I like that I'm not reliant on it. I like that I'm not dependent. I always like to, have that first coffee of the day as late in the day as possible when I need it. But today I was like, you know what? It's 3:13. I still don't need it. So still haven't had it. I did have a soda earlier. Went out to lunch, and we were going to a winery for lunch, actually, just because they had a crazy deal on rosé, and we wanted to get a case of this rosé of theirs. And while we were there, we said, we'll get lunch, and it was $4 a bottle for them. It was pretty good. And so when I was ordering my food, a grilled cheese sandwich, they were like, do you want anything to drink? And I was looking, and I saw that they said they had a 16-ounce cans of soda. And I was like, that's got to be wrong. So I ordered one to see what it would be. And in fact, it was a 16-ounce can of Coke Zero. What a phenomenal Coke can shape, soda can shape. 16 ounces, so much better than a 12-ounce can. It's the right amount of soda. I love soda. It's bad for you. I love it. But anyway, I had that, I guess, which was some caffeine for the day, but I didn't even need it for that reason. I just got it because I wanted a giant can. Speaking of giant cans.
Your daily Lex.
Today I'm working, and besides that lunch, I guess, and I didn't have any wine at lunch, to be clear. But my kids are starting to pack for camp. They go to camp in, I think 2 weeks, or is it this weekend? At some point soon they go to camp. Oh my gosh, this Sunday they go to camp. It kind of crapped up on me, which means that this Sunday I also get to bring home my oldest, Donnie, who's been in camp all summer. So they're starting to pack, and man, packing stinks. I don't know why packing stinks. I just know that it does. And Lauren and I pack different ways. Not crazily different, but Lauren is the camping packer, and she's great at it. But she likes to get all the stuff out that she wants, and then she starts packing into the bag. I like to have a list of all the stuff I want, but then I like to pack it into the bag. I don't want to start by having giant piles in the hallway or on the floor or on a bed. I want it to go directly into the suitcase conveyance. Lauren likes to kind of see it all first before it goes in. Some of that's for helping her space out how she's going to pack, whatever, but it's not how I do it. But it's okay, because I'm not the one doing it. But man, my kids will go to camp for 3 weeks. Ani will be home, and it'll be very exciting. We haven't seen Ani for so long, so that'll be nice. I have 2 meetings left today. Actually, that's not true. I have 1.5 meetings left today. One of the meetings left on my calendar says Diagnose Mac. As I was just talking about on an episode I just recorded of The Rebound with my pal John Moltz. Dan is away this week. My Mac has had 3 kernel panics in 3 weeks, maybe 4 kernel panics in 4 weeks. I don't know, too many. And I'm going to start running some diagnostics. I've just been ignoring it because I haven't lost anything and it's been fine and tolerable. But it's enough that it's probably worth trying to diagnose what's actually happening. And I fed in the error logs to ChatGPT, which was like, hey, it could be a file system error, which, boy, I really hope it's not that. But I'm going to do some disk first aid. I'm going to do some spelunking of my system and see if we can figure out what the hell's going on. Because this is a fairly new Mac. This is a 2022 M2 Mac, and it's too early to die, just like I am. I'm too early to die as well. Later on, though, who knows? Let's see. What else can I tell you? Actually, my third and final topic is going to be another Rebound dupe, but from a different lens from how I just talked about it on this episode of The Rebound. But Liam and I have always enjoyed the Rock Band series of video games. If you're not familiar, the short version is you get these plastic instruments that are controllers, and music's playing on your screen, and it tells you when to press certain kinds of notes. And it's not exactly like playing the real instruments, because typically they represent things with 5 or 6 notes, but it can get more advanced the more advanced you are. And we've had a guitar, and we had drums, and a microphone where you can sing for a long time. But some kids broke our drums years ago, so I got some drums off Facebook Marketplace. Then I got the piano accessory, where you can play it like a real piano or play it the Rock Band way. And now we've been doing just tons and tons of music, and it's been a lot of fun. And I got, sometimes now Sierra wants to play drums while we're rocking out. Sometimes Lauren wants to sing. So sometimes we get like 4 of us all jamming with Rock Band at the same time. And that game holds up. I'm surprised they don't make more Rock Band games. Harmonix was one of the companies involved, and they just kind of stopped. I don't get it. There's a vibrant community of people who still want to play that game. So my hunch is one day they'll release some more and it'll be a thing all over again. My other complaint, which I've made many, many times, is we need football games on the Nintendo Switch. It's dumb that we don't have any. Liam and I still play Madden on the Wii U, which is insane and hilarious. Anyway, those are my updates. lots of video games, I guess. Cheap wine, giant soda, no coffee. You're welcome.
Lex.